Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Beyond the Pill is a non-fiction health and wellness book by Jolene Brighton, a naturopathic physician focused on women's hormonal health. It examines hormonal birth control from a critical but not purely oppositional perspective, arguing that the pill can be useful for contraception while also masking or contributing to symptoms that deserve closer attention. The book is structured as a practical guide for readers who want to understand how synthetic hormones affect the endocrine system, why some women experience problems after stopping the pill, and what can be done to support recovery. Brighton presents the body as an interconnected system in which the brain, ovaries, liver, gut, thyroid, adrenals, and metabolism all influence hormonal balance. Rather than offering a single cause explanation, the book emphasizes root cause thinking, informed consent, and a stepwise 30-day plan built around nutrition, lifestyle changes, and supportive routines. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how hormonal birth control can suppress the body's natural endocrine signaling. A central idea in the book is that hormonal contraceptives do more than prevent pregnancy. Brighton explains them as agents that flatten the body's normal hormonal rhythm by replacing natural cycle variation with synthetic estrogen and progestin. And this matters because the menstrual cycle is not just about fertility. It also reflects communication between the hypothalamus, pituitary gland, ovaries, and other hormone-producing systems. When that communication is muted, changes can appear in mood, libido, energy, ovulation, metabolism, and even immune function. The book's value lies in showing that symptom control is not the same as true hormonal resolution. Many readers use the pill because it seems to solve painful periods, acne, or cycle irregularity. But Brighton argues that these problems may simply be hidden rather than understood. This framing gives the book its larger medical and philosophical purpose, helping readers see contraception as a hormonal intervention with broader systemic effects, not a neutral background medication. Secondly, post-birth control syndrome as the book's framework for understanding symptoms after stopping the pill. Beyond the Pill gives special attention to post-birth control syndrome, or PBCS, the cluster of symptoms some women experience after discontinuing hormonal birth control. These can include acne, irregular or absent periods, depression, hair loss, fertility issues, headaches, and digestive complaints. The book treats these symptoms not as random failures of the body, but as signs that the endocrine system may need time and support to resume normal signaling. This is an important distinction because many women are told that their symptoms are unrelated to prior contraceptive use or that they should simply wait longer. Brighton instead presents a recovery-oriented model in which the body may need targeted help to re-establish ovulation, hormone production, and cycle regularity. The discussion is especially useful because it links the experience of stopping the pill to a broader clinical pattern rather than isolated anecdotes. In doing so, the book validates a set of concerns that are often minimized, while still encouraging readers to think in terms of physiology, timeline, and individual variation rather than a one-size-fits-all diagnosis. Thirdly, a root-cause approach to estrogen dominance, low progesterone, and low testosterone. Rather than treating all hormonal complaints as the same problem, the book emphasizes identifying the dominant pattern behind a woman's symptoms. Brighton repeatedly points readers toward issues such as estrogen dominance, low progesterone, and low testosterone, because these imbalances can create distinct symptom profiles and require different forms of support. This approach is practical because it shifts the focus from vague frustration to pattern recognition. For example, persistent cramps, heavy bleeding, mood swings, or low libido may point to different mechanisms, even when the pill has temporarily masked them. The book's argument is that effective recovery begins with asking what the body is trying to communicate, not merely suppressing symptoms again. That is what makes the book more than a critique of contraception. It functions as a guide to hormonal literacy. By helping readers understand that hormone problems are multifactorial and interconnected, Brighton encourages a more nuanced view of women's health that is closer to clinical reasoning than to popular wellness slogans. Fourthly, why liver, gut, thyroid, adrenals, and metabolism are treated as part of hormone recovery. One of the book's strongest features is its systems-based view of recovery. Brighton does not isolate sex hormones from the rest of the body. Instead, she presents the liver, gut, thyroid, adrenals, and metabolic function as essential partners in hormone balance. This is why her program includes support for detoxification pathways, digestion, blood sugar regulation, and stress resilience. The liver matters because it helps process hormones and other compounds. The gut matters because digestion and elimination affect how hormones are recycled or removed. The thyroid and adrenals matter because energy, stress response, and metabolic rate can shape how stable a person feels day to day. This framework appeals to readers who have been offered only narrow solutions such as pain relief or cycle suppression. It also explains why the book includes nutrition, supplement guidance, and lifestyle changes rather than relying on a single intervention. The point is not that every symptom has the same cause, but that hormonal health depends on several biological systems working together. Lastly, the 30-day program is a structured, practical transition from awareness to action. Beyond the Pill stands out because it does not stop at diagnosis or critique. Brighton builds the book around a 30-day program designed to help readers apply its ideas in a concrete way. That program gives the book a practical structure, turning complex hormone science into manageable steps that cover food choices, supportive routines, supplement strategy, and habit changes. The inclusion of recipes and daily guidance makes the material more accessible for readers who want to translate theory into action without relying entirely on medication changes or specialist care. Importantly, the program is framed as useful whether a reader stays on the pill or plans to stop it, which reinforces the book's pro-informed choice stance. This is not an anti-contraception manifesto. It is a preparation and recovery guide. That distinction matters because it broadens the audience and makes the book more credible to readers who want balanced information. Its practical strength comes from combining education, self-monitoring, and stepwise support in a format that feels clinically oriented rather than purely inspirational. In conclusion, Beyond the Pill is best suited for women who are using hormonal birth control, considering stopping it, or trying to understand lingering symptoms that may have followed contraceptive use. It will also be useful for readers interested in functional or integrative approaches to hormonal health, especially those who want a clearer explanation of how the endocrine system, digestion, stress response, and metabolism interact. The book's main benefit is that it helps readers connect symptoms to possible biological patterns instead of dismissing them as normal or unrelated. It can also support more informed conversations with clinicians by giving readers a framework for discussing cycle issues, mood changes, libido, fertility, and post-pill recovery. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its balanced position. It is not simply anti-pill, but pro-informed consent and pro-body literacy. For readers who want both context and next steps, it offers a clear, organized path. If you would like to support Jelaine Brighton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.